This is a petition for Darashel Johnson, D-A-R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, 42. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was injured on her elbow. When she hit her elbow into a bin at Amazon, leading to some loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, contusion, as well as severe pain in the right arm involving right shoulder, right elbow, the first, fourth, and fifth finger, with a positive tinnitus and phalen sign, and pain in the right side of the neck. The patient has been treated with conservative treatment with the medications, physical therapy. She is found to have a damage to her rotator cuff, supraspinal disc tendon, full thickness tear, as well as mild degenerative arthritis of the AC joint. Cervical spine MRI was later on done, showed bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 with minimal and to moderate central canal narrowing. The patient has been advised about this findings. She opted for conservative treatment, including physical therapy. She had a inflammation of the medial and lateral epicondyle, and she did not come for any injection treatment. She went back to light duty job at work, although she had some panic disorder at the work. It appears that she has suffered from damage to the right shoulder, right side of the neck, with the disc involvement, as well as into the carpal tunnel syndrome. She has weakness also and numbness in the right arm, as well as fingers to the right side, especially first, fourth, and fifth finger. And she has a hard time lifting her shoulder beyond 120 degrees. She's dropping phone and razor and keys out of the right hand, as well as dinner plates. Due to the panic that she suffered, she requests being off work for now. Her pain level is only between 2 to 4, and ADLs are not gravely affected at this time beyond 4. 50% improvement has been reported. In the system review, patient reports mild headaches with the difficulty sleeping, anxiety and depression and panic. But however, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory problems, or confusion, disorientation are reported. No lack of focus, lack of concentration is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the right shoulder and right shoulder stiffness, right side of the neck, with decreased range of motion of the shoulder. No trouble walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GI, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Additional history, patient reports that she is having a history of dropping things out of her right hand and wrist, which are still weak after no other changes are reported. The pain has improved 50%. No other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other new trauma is reported. Current pain medication are Tylenol, Codeine, and Ultran. Substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana and alcohol for further pain relief. Compliance history, the patient has the full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, previous blood pressure is 100, 32 over 81 and the pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 10-25-2022, dictation number 1026-013. And plan is to provide her injection. So the rest of the exam is the same along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to provide cervical epidural steroid injection and injection to the right supraspinatus muscle as well as to the right elbow, epicondyle and carpotunnel injections. The patient has not made up her mind. She still wants to do some therapy for another month, which we have approved 3 times per week. Along with, she also has been provided work disability as she thinks she is very panicky at the work. An EMG of the nerve conduction test of the right upper arm is ordered to identify the carpotunnel syndrome. She is also being provided with Mobic 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol are provided for pain relief, 50 milligram 1 or 2 PRN. Thank you.